children of Israel a great victory. In delivering them from Egypt and through the Red Sea, which was one of the climactic moments of all of the Old Testament and in Jewish history. And after that, we read that Moses sang a song, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea." And I suppose there are a lot of verses to that, because it's a full chapter of his song, and it says then the congregation joined in and sang with him the praise of God for deliverance. So who's got a song or a word of praise for God's great deliverance in your life? Has he filled you with joy, with victory, and rejoicing? So let's not be slow to give God thanks tonight. And so here's your opportunity, and there's your encouragement. Let's hear what God has done for you.
I'm thankful for the many victories the Lord has given me in my Christian walk. I remember there was one time in my life when I was sort of nervous. I don't know what that was. It was sort of like caffeine high, and didn't know what it was about. But I'm thankful that we were taught in this fellowship to wait on God. And I was able to come up to the winter program during that time, and in that room where they had Brother Gardner had the services with the young men who were training. I wasn't training, I would just visit on weekends. But during the quiet times, after the sermon and after the different activities, the singing, and it was just a time of waiting on God. And it was during those times, I know it, because after a while that just lifted. I can't say when, there was no particular day, but as I sat in the presence of the Lord and waited on him and said, "Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I believe you are working in me," he did a deep work. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for that teaching in our fellowship, to wait on God. Of course, Pentecostal people, and us included, like the lively songs, and we get all worked up, and there's nothing wrong with that. The Lord puts that joy in us. But there's a time also where the Lord just brings quiet over a meeting. And, oh, that we would just sit in that quietness and realize that the Holy Spirit is deep at work.
Yes.
And I'm thankful for that particular time when the Lord delivered me from that, whatever that was. I don't care what that was. And I didn't try to analyze it or go to a shrink or whatever. But God was my healer at that time. And I'm so thankful for that.
I couldn't hear a word that our brother said, but I wanted to say this, that I remember over 3 years ago, before my husband Charles Hofflander went to heaven, he said to me one day, "I want to sit down. I want to tell you something." And this song made me think of that. He said, "I'm going to go away and I'm never coming back." And I said, "What have I done? What have I done?" Now, some of you have heard this before, but I just felt with the song we just sang. Charles had a cry of thanksgiving to God, and he never wanted to stop telling others about Jesus. He wasn't like some of us. We haven't testified maybe in years about what Jesus has done for us, but he said to me, "Sit down, I want to talk to you." And I said, "What have I done? I'm going away and I'm never coming back." And you know, that was exactly right. Within 2 months, he was gone to heaven, but not before he finished his course with joy. Mm-hmm. You see, we were singing about getting the word of God out to the lost, and it inspired me to tell this all over again, even though you've heard it before. And so we put him in a nursing home. And the next day after he got there, my niece, Carol, went to see him. And behold, he was sitting in the chair and in what they call the big lounge of the nursing home. And at his feet was a little lady bowed down. And she says, "I don't know where I'm going when I die. I have no idea." He said, "Do you want to know?" And she said, "I do." And he said, "You just open your heart to Jesus and tell Jesus that you're sorry for the sins that you've done and ask him to wash your heart and make you clean and white as snow. And he'll do it." "Oh, all right." And so she got down on her knees and she did what he told her to do. And she got up and she says, "Now, Pastor Charles, will you put your hand on my head and pray for me too? Because maybe my prayer wasn't good enough." So of course, Charles put his hand on her head and he prayed for her. And she got up. And my niece says, "And Aunt Marie, you won't believe the rest of this story." I said, "Well, tell me it then, and see if I can believe it or not." She says, "Behind this little lady were five other people standing waiting for Pastor Charles to tell them the way, so they could give their heart to Jesus, so they could go to heaven too when they died. Because they were all afraid and nobody knew what was going to happen to them." I tell this because I realize that if you're like me, it's easier for you to not tell it than to tell it. Anyway, I'm going to fast forward because I'm not here to be the preacher, but I'm just here to tell how this story ends, and it ends like this, that in a few days, within 3 weeks, Charles was passed away, but not before he had finished what God told him to do. And I got a telephone call 8 days after Charles went to heaven. And it was the head nurse, and she said, "Mrs. Hofflander?" I said, "Yes. This is so-and-so, the nurse from the floor for the demented people. And I just want to tell you what a blessing your husband Charles, Pastor Charles, was to all of us, even the nurses." Even the nurses. He heard the call years ago when he was a young boy. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, no matter how little or how big your world is, that call is in the book, the Bible. And we all need to be responsible for the lost. And this nurse said, "I want to thank you, Mrs. Hofflander, for letting us have Pastor Charles for the weeks he was here, because he prayed with every one of us, even the staff. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And I think that's what this wonderful song we just sang is telling us to do. Go into all the world and not say, I can't do it as well as, so what? Do what you can do.
Yes.
Do what you can do. What word you can say for Jesus. How good he's been to you. How he's forgiven your sins. How he's pardoned you and prepared you. Because we never know how many days we have. And I had no notion that my husband was going to be gone in 3 weeks. Gone. But I believe he finished his course with joy. I believe he did because of my niece's testimony to me. He didn't say, not you, you're not worthy. Who is worthy? Only Jesus Christ is worthy. But let us not hide our light under a bushel and forget the pit from which God has saved us from.
Yes.
He's lifted my feet out of the miry clay, and yours too, right?
Yes.
And let's be more faithful until Jesus takes us home.
Hallelujah.
I want to do that.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I praise my Redeemer who has ransomed me. He brought me out of the mire.
Days, a favorite song was his. He'd come up and say, you know, song page 450, he ransomed me, that chorus. I just remember sitting that same, hallelujah, what a Savior who could take a poor lost sinner and lift him from the miry clay and set him free. Hallelujah. I will ever tell the story, shouting, glory, glory, hallelujah, Jesus ransomed me. That was on his heart, even though he had dementia to a certain extent. God still used him, as Sister Marie was saying. That shows that no matter how bad you might, your weakness is, God can use you.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Faithful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That just means I get more time to talk.
Before I do, though, we want to take an opportunity tonight to pray for our counselors. I know that many are coming in tomorrow. They're not all here tonight. But we're beginning our last period now, and campers are on their way tomorrow. And a lot of activity begins again. And we've been believing God for a good work throughout the summer, and God has been faithful in doing that. And we want to believe these last weeks that we have here that God would work with these campers who are coming, with guests that will be coming still, for the staff. We want to pray as there's that transition again, and for our counselors. We have sensed a unique work of God, it seems, this year here at camp. And I got that sense, I think, even in the very beginning when we had our minister's prayer retreat here before the season began. And I know that God is honoring the prayers of his people and the faith that has been united here for these many months. Some of us have a longer history than others here at camp, and we, I think, have a tendency to look back and remember the way God moved in very powerful ways, and how he impacted many lives. And I know often, and this is a year, I'm not going to take time now, but I think you'll probably hear it in the next 2 weeks with those who come to minister, the history and the anniversaries that are being celebrated this year of the lives of ministers that have been here and have led us. We often look back. I think it's a tendency in all regards. You know, we talk about the good old days, and not just in the context of church, but, you know, we remember when life was simple, life was different, life was better, and we seem to be able to put away all of the hard times and the negative things and remember, I guess that's a gift from God, and we just remember usually the good things and the positive things, and we hold on to those memories. And I know that we do it also in our churches and here at camp. We look back and say, remember when God did this, and remember when people did that. And we think that today is really bad and back then was really good. And certainly there were great blessings that we remember and appreciate. But there are encouragement in Scripture, and one that this afternoon I was reading some things, and it came to my attention in the book of Habakkuk, and there was a remembering of what God used to do. They were in a bad place, God's people, and that's typically why and when he raised up these prophets. His people were in a bad place, and often in those bad places and difficult times, they would look back and remember, say, oh, what it used to be, and how God used to bless, and how the people used to follow. And here we are in this mess and this difficult day. And Habakkuk said, Lord, I have heard of your fame, and I stand in awe of your deeds. Repeat them in our day. Renew them in our time. And God did. And God does. And so we, with thanksgiving, can look back and say, Lord, we have heard of your fame. Some of you have only heard of it. Others have lived those experiences. Lord, we've heard what you've done. We know how you've moved. You have been faithful. You have been good. But Lord, we need it now. We need it to be repeated. We need your deeds again. God is faithful again. There are good things that God still is doing. And so we want to have faith tonight as we look into these next days. We may even look back just a couple of weeks and say, God did this, and God moved this way, and in this period, and in the village, and in this moment. And we say, that was wonderful, but that was yesterday. That was last month. God, we've heard of your fame, and we've heard of what you've done. Would you do it again this period? Would you do it again now, oh God, in this day? And so we want to pray and believe together. I'm going to ask, let's pray first for our counselors. What counselors do we have here for fourth period? Where's Father George? Is here. Stand, please. And so here are some. They'll represent the rest. I know there'll be prayers more as we continue. Yes, and I'm sorry, our village, our cottage as well. Why don't we all stand? You see who they are, and maybe we can just stand with them. So if we can get some women over here for our cottagers, and then we can get some men to come here and stand with these four counselors, and they'll stand also for those who are on their way. Let's believe that God would do a work in a very special way. Jesus, Jesus, let's call out to the Lord and believe God together. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, come, Lord. Dear God, come, we pray. Dear Jesus, God, we need you. God, we need you. Dear Lord Jesus, come and empower, equip tonight by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Bring the help, dear God, that is needed. Yes. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 come. O God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the commitment and those who have dedicated themselves to this work. Lord, we thank you that you have given them the grace to respond, Lord, to this call. And Lord, we know it's not just for these few days, these 2 weeks that they've given, but Lord, there's been much work, much preparation, much involved, Lord, to get even to this moment. Lord, we recognize with all of the activity and all of the planning and all of the doing that unless you build the house, we labor in vain.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, would you take now these acts of service? Lord, would you bless them? Lord, would you now do what only you can do? Would you take, Lord, the hours and the energy that has been already spent, dear God, and would you use it now? And would you multiply that, dear Jesus? For we know that without you we can do nothing. So we need your Holy Spirit now to fill each of these counselors, dear Jesus. Lord, that it would not just be weeks of survival and trying to kind of keep things in order and moving as planned, but Lord, that you would give them a sensitivity to your Holy Spirit, dear God. Lord, that as you've entrusted these children, these young people to them, and Lord, you've given an opportunity now for them to minister your love and your power, your presence, your gospel, dear God. I pray that you give them those opportunities, those moments, Lord, that they would seize upon. Lord, that these lives would be changed, dear Jesus. We believe you, that you would save souls in the cottage, Lord, in the village, Natick, Nonantum, oh God. Some that are coming that know nothing of you. Some that are coming, Lord, that know some, but have rejected and are not interested, and they come reluctantly. Lord, we pray that you'd break down walls, dear God, and that you would break up fallow ground, that you would soften hearts even this very moment, Lord, that as they make their way here tomorrow, dear Lord, that this soil would be prepared to receive seed and bring forth much fruit, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would work in the hearts of these young people. Dear Jesus, how they need you. Lord, how the world has come against them, how the devil is after their soul, looking to destroy, looking to deceive. And Lord, we pray these days that they have here, you would bring light to them, you'd bring hope to them, Lord, that you would transform them, bring new life, we pray. And so, God, we believe you to do great and mighty things, Lord. What you've done in the past, we believe for greater things today. Lord, we know that you are able, so we come to you, Lord. We stand on your word and your promises. Dear Jesus, pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and our daughters, our young men, dear God, and young women, oh God. Would you pour out of your spirit, we pray, in a very dynamic way. Lord, give strength to the counselors for each day, oh God. Give wisdom, dear Jesus. Let there be a unity, Lord, a sweet unity. How precious and how good and pleasant for men to dwell, brothers to dwell in unity, and for the sisters, oh God, do it, we pray. And so, Lord, we commit them to you. We pray your very special blessing, oh God, upon them, upon all of these campers who are now coming. For your name's sake, we pray, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You may be seated. Unless you're a staff member, don't sit. So if you're on staff, not a counselor, the counselors can sit. But anybody else who'll be serving on staff these weeks? Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I won't be here at the end to say thank you, but I'll start. And we appreciate your ministry and your service. It takes hands and feet and eyes and ears and all parts of the body to accomplish what God intends. And so whatever your part is, it is important to the kingdom. And so we appreciate your willingness to serve the Lord and to be here at camp. And so we want to pray God's grace and his blessing upon you. Brother Frank, where are you? Just saw you. There you are. I'm going to ask you to pray for these. And again, I'm going to ask, now that they've been identified, why don't you stand and let's pray and join together with these here as well, that God would use them. Listen, there's a precedent in the book of Acts, right, in the early church, where the apostles, those that were preaching, said we need to dedicate ourselves to the area that God has called us. And now we need others who are able to serve in other ways. And specifically, it says they needed to serve tables. And so some are going to do that, and some will serve in other ways. But similarly, but it says there that they looked for people who were just not good pot scrubbers or garbage collectors or plate servers. They looked for people that were full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. And so we want to believe that God would work that in each of these. This is not just a insignificant task God calls you to. He's looking for those who are serving in very practical ways to be full of the Holy Spirit. And so let's believe that. Brother Frank, lead us in prayer for these. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, come. Jesus, Jesus, give help, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you for what you have done in all these years.
Yes, Lord.
Now we are thankful for this year.
Yes.
Specifically, Lord, we are thankful for the staff that you have brought together.
Yes. Yes.
We know, Lord, that you have handpicked every yes. member of the staff.
Yes, you have. Yes.
And that you have a purpose for
yes.
each one, Lord.
Yes. Jesus.
Lord, I pray first that you will give strength.
Yes.
You know the things that are ahead, Lord. You know the energy that will be expended in order to make the camp function well. So I pray that you will fill each one with strength.
Yes.
To do the job that you have called them to do, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
And Lord, I pray that you will work the work in each step.
Yes.
And that
you
have
yes.
to do, Lord. We know
yes.
that they are not just here in order to serve tables or to wash dishes or do laundry, Lord, but each staff member is here because you would have a desire to do a work in
yes,
your heart.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, Lord, I pray Jesus, that you will help each one to be focused on that. It's
Jesus.
Easy to lose the focus, Lord, to just focus on the job and then kind of think that the rest of the time is just free time and enjoyment, and that is part of it, Lord, but there's a time that
Jesus.
You have called us to just to worship you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Help us, Lord.
Help us. I pray for every staff member, Lord, that you would lay on
Jesus.
Every heart
Jesus.
To take the time
yes. Lord, help us.
To
yes.
seek you, Lord.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, that you are faithful and that you will
thank
be.
You.
Yes.
Lord, there
Jesus.
Will be a time for each one, Lord, that they will leave here. Knowing that you have done a work in our hearts.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
So we are looking forward to him, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.
Lord, I pray that you will pour out your spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
that you will do things
yes,
that
dear
you have
God.
Not done before.
Dear God. Dear God. Dear God.
I pray that you will meet the needs that are represented
yes,
on every staff member's heart.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Those things that no one else knows about.
Jesus.
Lord,
Jesus.
You know that
Jesus.
There are those who have come here with a specific need. Lord, you are faithful to meet those needs. Lord, we expect testimonies of the work that you have done. And we know that you have already done that this season. We have heard stories already.
Hallelujah.
We know that you will continue.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We are thanking you more than we advance. Lord, we love you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.